If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Joining us right now, we're going to talk some media with you. We are going to find out what's going on in the media world, because there is a lot going on, especially at Fox News. And to join us and help us wade through all of this is Hadas Gold. She is the media reporter for Politico. Hadas, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Hi, good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Good. So we have to obviously talk about the ongoing saga at Fox News. Now, we hear there had been rumors that this was going to happen, and now it is official. Bill Schein now out at Fox News. Now, remember, Sean Hannity, I want to say, was about a week or two ago, very prophetically said that if Bill Schein goes, that is the end of Fox News. Do you think it is the end of Fox News?
Well, it's definitely an end of an era, and it was actually just this past Thursday. It feels like over a week ago, but it's just this past Thursday that Sean Hannity tweeted that out. This is the end, the beginning of the end of an era, you could say, because Bill Schein was brought on by Roger Ailes. He was really one of his top deputies, if not the top deputy to him. And he was really seen as the last anchor and connection to sort of the old guard of Fox News. But the problem with being the connection to the old guard of Fox News is that there was concern that he was also connected to all of these sexual harassment allegations that have been roiling the network. So it was clear that the Murdochs, who own the network, decided that they needed to start cleaning house, and they asked him to resign.
Well, do you think he resigned on his own, or do you think he was forced out? Which way do you think it is? Because, I mean, it seems to me there was a luncheon with Murdoch and the two co-presidents late last week, and it seemed to me that he was given the weekend to think it over.
Right. So there was a reporting that it was sort of a mutual decision, but it's one of those situations where if he hadn't resigned voluntarily, then he would have been forced out. And it's always nicer if you can just resign voluntarily, and probably, and I don't know the details of this, but perhaps there is a nicer separation agreement in that way if you resign voluntarily. And also, Bill Schein has spent a long time in the network. He knows a lot of people there. He's close with a lot of people, especially Sean Hannity, which is where this gets interesting, because as we saw in those tweets, Sean Hannity said that if Bill Schein goes, it's the end of Fox News. Sean Hannity was actually the one who recommended Bill Schein to Roger Ailes. They've worked together and are close, very close personally, and have been for a long time. So this is a big blow also for Sean himself. So a lot of people are wondering whether he will be the next talent to leave.
All right. So
what I was going to think. He's going to be gone next within a year. I bet you Sean's gone within a year.
I don't know. I can't make that prediction. But tell me what you think about the people who have now stepped up, Suzanne Scott, and then it looks like this guy
Jay Wallace.
Jay Wallace is the president of news now.
Right. So all of these people have been around since pretty much Fox's founding, since 1996, They're old hands. They all worked under Roger. They've been there for a long time. But again, people inside the network are still wondering, again, if there is this effort to change the culture at the network that the Murdochs have said they want to do, why are the people still in place who were working under Roger Ailes, who have been implicated in some of these allegations? Now, these allegations might be completely unfounded. However, there's also the whole just impression of this old guard of people. And Suzanne Scott, who has now been elevated, she's not yet quite co-president. She didn't take Bill Schein's place necessarily, but she has been elevated, which is important to note. She is a woman who is in now the highest positions of power of the network. She's been actually named in a few of these lawsuits as somebody who was aware of these allegations and who didn't necessarily act as well as somebody might or should act in a position of power at a network. So a lot of people within the network are wondering, you know, is she going to also be pushed out? And if so, why did they even appoint her if there's going to be even more changes down the road.
All right. So may I move into another topic, and that is Megyn Kelly, former Fox talent, who is now over at NBC. And I read a story this morning that suggests that she basically, as it's been announced, is going to take over what is now the 9 o'clock hour of the Today Show.
Yeah, so actually, I confirmed that yesterday with NBC that, yes, she will take over the 9 a.m. hour. They actually called very quickly, I think, right as Kelly Ripa was about to announce Ryan Seacrest as her co-host, so they clearly wanted some competing news there. And this is going to be a big deal for Megyn Kelly. It's been long rumored that she's going to take over this hour. This reportedly led to the departure of Tamron Hall. And this is going to be a big test for her, and there's already been reports that she has sat down with the Kardashians and but that's for her Sunday special. So she doesn't start in this 9 a.m. hour for a few months. Her Sunday special is going to start much sooner in June. But a lot of eyes are going to be looking at her to see whether she can pull off this huge role and also at a new network with a new audience.
How are they at NBC about this newcomer coming in?
You know, there have been reporting of some clashes of egos, as I'm sure you know, television is full of a lot of egos, a lot of personalities. But at least on the surface, they say that everybody says that they're very excited to have her. I know that on the producer side, on the news side, they're very excited to have her. She's a big name. But you know how television goes, you get dramatic sometimes. So I'm sure we're going to see a lot of stories in the coming years.
What kind of show is this going to be? Because she landed the Kardashians. I was like, really? The Kardashians?
Or is that for the Sunday show? Yeah.
Yeah, so that's for the Sunday show. I don't know if you remember that, but at Fox, she did like a one-off kind of evening special for Fox Broadcast.
Yeah.
She interviewed Donald Trump. She interviewed the lawyer from the O.J. Simpson case. She interviewed Laverne Cox, I believe. So she was kind of getting her feet wet with that, and I think it's going to be sort of in that vein. She's been very public in saying that her dream is to become a combination of like Charlie Rose and Oprah Winfrey. So those types of interviews. In terms of the 9 a.m. hour, I wouldn't be surprised if that's when we see a little bit of kind of the old Megyn back in terms of news, but it'll have to be a little bit softer as well because it is network TV in the 9 a.m. hour, not in the work rush hour.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. Hadass Gold, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And then Hadass Gold, media reporter for Politico.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.